Martin Sexton, How Far I've Come. It's off the album Seeds on Kitchen Table Records. And we had Feist before that doing Celion. It's off a Grey's Anatomy soundtrack on Hollywood Records. Yousef, that's a brand new one. That song was called The Rain. The album is Road Singer. Brand new Yousef. Well, it is 7:30, and it's time for our 7:30 feature with a word in Edgewise. It's R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Brooke. Yesterday afternoon, sitting in the scenic shack at the edge of the airport and holding out hope that nature's ceiling would lift a little and the drizzle would abate so that a flight or two around Mount Desert Island might yet be possible, I began delving into a new study by New York Times Magazine columnist Rob Walker, who writes a regular column called Consumed for the magazine. His new book is entitled Buying In, The Secret Dialogue Between What We Buy and Who We Are. And it got me thinking about the past several days and the age-old dance we do between the signifier and the signified, or to paraphrase Walker, how we surround ourselves with who we are. Some things I thought I was surrounding myself with this past week would turn out to have different ideas than I did about space and time. I'm referring to the 2,000 or so lady beetles who had been gathered in California's Sierra Nevada foothills and relocated to Bozeman, Montana, where they were sold and shipped to me by a company that specializes in insects useful in controlling pests. In my case, the burgeoning aphid population on my lupins, an infestation which I was trying to get rid of before it spread to other plants in our garden. I had dutifully refrigerated the box of lady beetles immediately upon receiving it from the FedEx driver, and for the next four evenings, just after sunset, I had distributed 400 or 500 of the little red bugs with black spots each night onto the various colonies of lupins that had stalks hosting aphids. Before setting out the lady beetles, I had also given the garden a good sprinkling with the hose, as advised, so that the new arrivals would have something to drink. What I had not done enough of prior to purchasing the lady beetles, however, was research into the effectiveness of the application in general. Had I done that, I would have learned of a consensus among entomologists that although introducing lady beetles into really large commercial agricultural settings can be useful in the eradication of crop-damaging insects, introducing lady beetles into small settings such as garden plots will likely not have much impact on insect pests for the simple reason that lady beetles are extremely mobile, as in likely to roam far afield to other gardens perhaps, and that perhaps 5% to 10% of any given batches of lady beetles will remain in a garden when released there. In our case, the percentages were somewhat lower. This weekend, a few days after I'd released the last of four batches of 500 lady beetles each, I counted about 25 lady beetles, meaning we had a retention rate of about 1.5%. Nevertheless, I count the entire experience as a valuable one. The expense involved was minimal, $20 or so, and I have met some interesting people involved in the insect trade. I've also had the chance to get up close and personal with lady beetles in a way I hadn't ever imagined, and I've added peripheral knowledge to my ever-growing garden acumen. The aphid population is now one I'll have to approach differently than what I'd first thought. Meanwhile, I've had another lesson and gained another insight into this business of acquisition, about the things we buy and what we expect them to do for us. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.